I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
That song is called Empfängnis, which means conception. And it's by Zemlinsky, Alexander Zemlinsky. And the four songs that we're singing for you today are all from this amazing moment at the beginning of the 20th century, when music just started to depart from harmony as we know it. And that song by Zemlinsky, for me, it's just, I mean, it sounds so tonal, you know, and it's so beautiful, but it's kind of the end. It's decadence. It's the decay. It's the end of things. And this moment in Vienna was really important to both Reinbert and I. And there is a woman who was kind of at the center of a lot of things, and her name was Alma Mahler. Her maiden name was Alma Schindler, and she married Gustav Mahler, and she was apparently the most beautiful, intelligent girl in Vienna. And she was a student of Zemlinsky, and probably not only a student. And when she married Gustav Mahler, he said to her, "There's only going to be one composer in this house, and it's going to be me." So she had to stop composing, but before she did, she wrote some songs. And this next song called Licht in der Nacht, Light in the Nacht, in the Night, is a song that I think she composed when she was studying with Temlinsky, and you can kind of hear his influence. This next song is by Hugo Wolf, and it was written a good maybe 15 or 20 years earlier than the others, but it's the weirdest one. What do you say about it, Reinbert? It's like
it's a very famous line from a poem of Goethe. Nur wer die Sehnsucht kennt, weiß was ich leide. And what Wolf did in this piece is we are always longing for, in the music, that something resolves. That's why we are longing for this tonal basis. And what Wolf did in this piece, it is written in G minor, but there is no G minor in the whole piece. It's only the longing for. So it ends, and you are still longing for a solution which doesn't come.
ich leide, allein und abgetrennt von aller Freude. Sich ans Firmament nach jeder Seite. Ach, der mich liebt und kennt, ist in der Weite. Es schwindelt mir, es brennt mein Ungeweide.
I never imagined how well these songs could work in an office, but they really do. It's crazy. This last song is called Schenk mir deinen goldenen Kamm. It's by Schoenberg, and the text is by Richard Demel. And Richard Demel was a very important poet at that time in Vienna. He was actually put on trial for obscenity for his book Weib und Welt, Woman and World. Even though he seemed to just be talking about reflections in water, apparently the imagery was understood by people to be quite obscene, and he had to publish a second edition of the book, taking out some of the imagery. This poem is Jesus singing to Mary Magdalene and saying, give me your comb, I want that thing that touched your hair, and give me the sponge that you bathe with. I just want to be so close to you. I mean, it's a very erotic song.
Schenk mir deinen goldenen Kamm. Jeder Morgen soll dich mahnen, dass du mir die Haare küsst. Willst du nicht Deine Scheute lauch dein Herz.